Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
All right, let's go to the sentences first. Even when you don't want to do Tara, I'll do.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have to do them all. Oh, that's great.
Well, I did do them all pretty much. I don't have the translations for all of them.
Well, I'll help you.
Okay.
Now I can maybe just try, just like I haven't done them, but.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I want to give them a try. Okay. Te Brahmanam Upa Samgamya Uchuhu Bhagavan Akhilam Trilokyam Tanavaihi Arjate Kim Atra Karavamahai. So te is they from Tud. Brahmanam is the masculine accusative singular for. So that's Brahman, right? Not Brahma. Am I?
Yeah, it's going to be masculine, Brahmaji.
Brahmaji, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brahman, neuter is Brahma. Brahman.
Okay, okay.
And masculine is Brahmaji.
Okay. Upasamgamya is a gerund, IPP, indeclinable past participle. It's upa plus sum and then gum. So having. What I thought worked was having caught up to or having reached.
Or just having reached or approached.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's gum, is
mm-hmm.
Hi, Shri.
Hi.
And it's gum, yeah, because of the...
Do you have video?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a video.
Okay.
I don't have a camera.
That's all right, but you can probably see us, right?
Nope, I can't see you guys.
Oh.
Okay. That's okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We are just starting, Tara has just started the first sentence. Kiki hasn't done the sentences, so have you done the sentences?
Yeah. Oh. They're not perfect, but I did do them.
Okay, good, then you and Tara will trade off.
It's,
it's you and me, Shri.
Okay. If Kiki sees one she thinks she can do, we'll let her try. So.
Okay.
Okay, but we're just starting, so.
Okay.
Okay, Tara.
All right, and so then, Ujuhu is from Vach, perfect third person plural. They said. So, yeah, so they said, after reaching Brahma, they said, Bhagavan, which is the, it's in the vocative.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically they're saying Lord or, you know, addressing him.
Mm-hmm.
Akhilam is accusative singular. It means complete or whole. And it goes with the next word, which is Trilokyam, the three
mm-hmm.
worlds. So in all or
you just say all
everywhere in the
yeah.
three worlds.
Yeah.
Tanavaihi, which is instrumental plural for demons. And Ardyate is present third person singular. It's from Ard, to kill. And it's Atmanepada.
To kill or to afflict, right?
Okay. All right.
Not just kill.
Afflict. It's probably more meaning afflict here.
Yeah.
Okay. Kim is nominative singular, or it could be accusative for who or what or what. It's who or what for Kim, right? Okay. Atra is... here or in this case.
It would be who. It wouldn't be
who.
It wouldn't be who unless it's referring to a neuter noun like mitram. Otherwise it's just going to be what, because it's neuter.
Okay. Okay. So because it's neuter, we know that it's what? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you could say, yeah.
Okay. I always get confused with ka.
Is Arthate just Atmanepada for that person? What is Arthate?
Ardyate. It's a class 10. So So we have
it's Dia. Yeah, I thought it's Ta. Okay.
No, oh, sorry, that was me. It's Arjete.
No, not Gandhi.
And it's Atmanepada. So we have the Te, the A.
It's Atmanepada, third person singular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the last word is Karavamahai, which I'm not really sure what this is. I think it's something with Va.
It's imperative, yeah.
Right. It's imperative.
Yeah.
But what's the kara?
Kara becomes color, takes guna.
Oh, so it's to make extinguished or
to do.
And is it va that it's with? Class 2 va? Or is this just kri?
Kri becomes in the strong karo.
Okay.
You know, kri is unusual.
Okay.
It becomes karo.
Okay.
So and then plus amahai.
Oh, okay. So it's just kri.
Yeah.
All right. And I knew it was it. So it's imperative first person plural, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, basically is we must do it, or we must
well,
do this.
Well, what should we do?
Well, okay,
what can we do? What may we do here?
So having caught up with Brahman, they say the demons, well, let's see, the whole world is afflicted by demons.
Yeah.
And,
having approached Brahmaji.
What can we do, or what do we do?
Yeah.
Is that a question? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What should we do?
What should we do here? What are we going to do?
And
either can be regarding this.
Okay.
You know, it could be here in terms of place, or in regards to this. So, what can we do about this?
Okay.
What may we do?
Okay.
So, having approached Brahmaji, or having reached Brahmaji. Deya Se Bhagawan.
Okay.
All three worlds are afflicted by the demons. What to do about this?
Okay. Okay.
Everybody see?
Yeah.
Kiki, you want to read for us?
Okay. Te Brahmanam.
Te Brahmanam.
Upasangamya.
Upasangamya.
Uchuhu Bhagavan.
Chimilangu. Uchuhu.
Uchuhu Bhagavan.
Uchuhu Bhagavan.
Akhilam Trailokyam. Dhanavaihi. Arthyate. Kim Atra Karvamahai.
Okay, Shri.
Okay, second sentence. Paramesh Tyai Bhuvacha Bho Devaha Dadhicha Mrishim Gatva Tasyastini Yachadvam.
Yachadvam. Yeah.
Yachadvam. So the first word is a name of Brahma, Parameshti. Plus Uvacha. Now, I actually didn't. I think Parameshta is masculine and is it in Pratama?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Parameshti.
And then Uvacha is the perfect from Vat.
It's not Parameshti. Parameshti. Right? There's no Visarga there. From Parameshtin.
Sorry, Padameshti.
Yeah.
Plus Uvacha for said, perfect third person. And then Bho, I didn't decline that because I don't know what that is. I just know it means O.
You know what? Bho is just an indeclinable, and it means just like O.
Yeah. It's an indeclinable. And then Deva should be Devaha, Bahu Vachana Pratama for the gods.
Wouldn't it be vocative because of the bo, devaha, in the vocative plural?
Oh, of course. Dadhicha is a name of a rishi, and then it's compounded with the word rishi.
So you want the dicham rishim.
So the dicham is in Dvitiya, and so is Rishi. They're both in Dvitiya.
Good.
And then Gatva is a gerund for having gone. And then we have Tasya from Tad, Shasti is. And then Astini, is that what I have there?
Astini.
Oh, it's
Ah. Wait a minute, I might be wrong. I thought it was
Ah.
It
was us, but.
It might be.
Look.
We got confused whether it's us or
us.
Ah. Astini. Okay, Astura. Mm-hmm. Astini.
Trasva.
Yes.
Astini.
Yeah.
It's bones, it's neuter, it's in the plural in Dvitiya.
Okay.
Yet, imperative from second person plural to ask or beg.
Okay, that's right.
I don't really get how the sentence comes together. Something about Brahma saying, "Oh God, the Rishi, the Dichi has gone."
No.
How did they go?
The first part, you know, it's right, that Padmeshti Uvacha, Padmeshti said, and then put everything else in quotes, iti, right?
Yeah.
And then you have, oh gods. Now, that gatwa is going to take an accusative. So try it again.
So it'll take the rishi.
Okay, so how did you going to say that then?
I said that he's the one, that the rishi is the one that's gone.
No. Having gone to the Rishi.
To the Rishi.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay, having gone to the Rishi, you will beg for his bones?
Yeah. May you beg for, having gone to the Rishi Dadicha, may you beg for his bones. May you, it literally says, may you beg his bones, may you ask for, may you beg for, is in the verb yach. His bones.
I had baked to his bones. That makes sense. Baked for his bones.
Take the four and the yach. Yach is what may you bake for. Tasya, astini, his bones. And then do the next little one that goes with it.
Oh.
Sure.
Or where did you want? You sit? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Shri.
Te sham vajram kritva ritram hata.
Yeah.
So Tesham is in Shashti Bahu Vajna. Vajram I have as being in Dvitiya, meaning adamant.
You know what? Vajra is a thunderbolt. I know it says adamant. Adamant means also some like crystal or diamond thing, but also commonly in the Mahabharata and Ramayana it means a thunderbolt.
That's right.
Or a weapon, a vajra.
Yeah,
weapon. Weapon or thunderbolt, okay?
Okay, and then Kritva is a gerund for having made.
Yeah.
Ritram is Indra.
Yeah.
And Dvitiya.
Yeah.
And Hata is a PPP from plan for having killed.
Nope.
Oh.
Good try. But let me give you a hint there. If it was a PPP, it would have a visarga, hataha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or what would it be? It would have to be hataha, probably. But that's not what it is. We'll try again.
So what is it then?
Tara.
It's imperative second person plural.
Imperative second person plural. The nakara in Hun, the nakara drops in the weak. Remember the aniyava, and it's pierced my put aniyava ama is tam ta. Right, two tam and two. So hatha is the second person plural. May you all kill or destroy. You get it?
Yeah, I do.
You have to go back and review Hun because just review that the nasal drops in the week.
Okay.
So now what does it say? Take Vajra just as a weapon.
So sorry, you faded out. What did you just say?
Take Vajra as a weapon.
As a weapon.
As a weapon, yeah.
Having made their weapon.
Wait a minute. Having made a weapon, I would say of them.
Of the bones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take his bones.
Of the bones.
Yeah.
Imperative second person. So they're being told to kill Indra?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. May you kill.
Oh, Brahma's still speaking. Brahma's still speaking.
Exactly.
So having made your weapon of the bones, kill Indra.
You said your weapon. Do we want it to be your weapon? No, that would be their weapon. I think it says the weapon, having made a weapon of the bones.
So Teisham is for the of the bones.
Yeah, out of the bones.
Got it.
Did anybody else take that differently?
No, I said of them.
Yeah, having made a weapon of them, may you kill Vritra. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly clear.
You want him to kill Indra?
Vritra. Is it Vritra?
Said
is the name of the demon.
Oh,
Vritra.
I thought she said Indra.
Well, it is a name for Indra, but it says killer or Indra when you look it up in the dictionary, what I did. Vritra says killer or...
Yeah, I know.
Or Indra. But wasn't
I don't think it's Indra.
Wasn't there something in the last sentences where they had taken up, they'd gone for refuge to Indra?
Yeah.
So I don't think this is about killing Indra.
Yeah, that would be bad. No,
no. Just a second. It's because we don't know all the mythology now.
That's right. But we know Indra's on the side as well.
Vritra's on our side. Ah, here it is. Vritra, a demon killed by Indra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is also a name of Indra.
Yeah.
It's both. So it's Indra or a demon killed by Indra. That's the first definition. He is supposed to be a personification of darkness. Mm. It also means a cloud, darkness, an enemy, sound, a wheel, then way down, a name of Indra. But with the name of Indra, there's like, it's compounded with Vritra Hun. And Vritra Shetruhu, the enemy of Vritra, the killer of Vritra. So let's take it as an enemy of an enemy of Indra.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kiki, you want to read it?
Yeah. Parameshti Uvacha.
Parameshti Uvacha.
Bhudeva. Bhudeva.
Okay. Bhodeva, it's going to have Visarga in the end, but Bhodeva.
Bhodevaha.
Bhodevaha.
Gatheecham Rishim.
Gatheecham Rishim.
Gatva.
Gatva.
Dasyastini.
Dasyastini.
Yachadvam.
Yachadvam.
Right, Yachadvam. Tesham Vajram.
Tesham Vajram.
Kritva Vritram Hata.
Kritva Vritram Hata. Kiki, I mean, if you want to try one, you can.
If you don't mind being a little patient with me, yes, I will.
Okay, go ahead. If we have to be too patient, I'll turn you.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Dathiti pratignaya te sarve dathichasya ashramam upayayuhu. Tatha iti, and thus, following.
Mm-hmm.
Pratignaya, I think it's...
Tatha iti, it's like saying tatastu, let it be so.
Oh.
Tatha iti, you know, like we say tatastu, let it be in this manner.
Yeah.
So they're not saying the astu, tatastu, they're saying tatha iti. Pratignaya. Having made the pratignaya.
Made that vow. Pratignaya is a vow, I think. So
let
having,
it be like that.
Okay. Okay. Tatha iti. So having made pratignaya will be an indeclinable past participle because of the pra is the preposition and the year ending.
Yeah.
So having made that vow, te sarve, all of them, te is third, you know, is plural, satote. they all, sarve, all, they all. The Tichasya is of, is the sixth person, is third person singular for the teacher.
It's the sixth genitive, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Singular.
I don't know what I said. Okay, so his ashram, in the teacher Rishi's ashram, Upaya Yuhu, I'm sure that must be a perfect for Yuhu.
Ya means to go. So with Upa, it means to go toward, to approach. So then it's going to be a perfect,
yeah.
Right? You've got the ya.
So Yuhu ending, I think.
The us ending.
Us,
you know,
ending
the,
is third person plural. That's
right.
Oh, so having made this vow, they all went to the teacher Rishi's, to the teacher Rishi's ashram.
The ashram of the teacher. They approached, they went to, yeah.
Okay.
The ashram, the Dedicha, that's right, the Dedicha's ashram. You could say, having made the vow to Ka, iti, let it be so, right? They all went to the ashram of the Dedicha. That's good.
So the Teti really goes with
pratignya.
The vow. What
the pratignya
vow
is to Ka. You know, having made the pratignya, the,
yeah,
the vow to Ka, iti,
okay,
let it be. In this way, in this manner. That's good. You want to read for us?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get it?
Mm-hmm.
Sri, you okay?
I dropped out, so I didn't get the translation. I'd love to hear the translation.
Go ahead, Kiki.
Having made the vow, let it be, they all went to the teacher's ashram.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to read, Kiki?
Yeah. Tateti pratignaya.
Tateti pratignaya.
Te sarve, the teachasya ashramam upayayuhu.
The teachasya ashramam upayuhu.
Upayayuhu.
Upayayuhu. Okay, that's good.
The tongue twister. Yeah, I know.
Okay, Tara.
Alright. Tamrishin devaha prane muhu tasya astini cha yayachire.
Yeah.
Tam rishim, that rishi or the rishi, devaha, oh, it's an accusative singular. Devaha is nominative plural, gods. And then pranemuhu is the perfect third person plural, parasmaipada. For pra plus num.
Good.
For what?
Num.
Okay.
Bowed or prostrated.
Ah.
That's where that takes
that was
right?
That was a
yeah, it's
tricky one.
You have to remember the rules where the takes A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that one threw me off for a while. Okay. So they prostrated to the gods. Prostrated to the rishi, tasya, genitive singular, and then astini, accusative plural, bones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have cha, which is and then yayachire, which is from yach, perfect third person plural, apanepada. They begged. So the gods prostrated to the rishi and begged for his bones.
Right, perfect. You get it? Shri?
Yeah.
Good. Kiki, you want to read first?
Yeah. Tam rishin devaha.
Tam rishin devaha.
Pranemuhu.
Pranemuhu.
Tasyastini.
Tasyastini.
Cha yayachire.
Cha yayachire. Okay, Shri.
Tataha sa mahatma trilokasya.
Hita yat manaha, pranana nut sasarja.
Hita yat manaha. Manaha. So, tataha means after that. Staha means that mahatma, pratama egavachana. Trilokasya is Shashti for the three worlds. And then let's see if I did this right. I have Tita being the PPP from Ta for well placed.
Well, what are you doing with the ya in there?
No.
What if you take you know, hita means to bless or to do good, and if you, what if you took it as a dative, hitaya?
Oh, yes.
Hitaya atmanaha. For the welfare, hita means welfare. For the blessing, for the welfare, for the good. Mm-hmm. Trilokyasya hitaya, atmanaha, pranan ut sasadaka. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm so used to hunting for verbs, I forgot about that. Okay, so Hitaya would be data for bless.
Or for the welfare or for the good. Trilokyasya Hitaya. For the good of the three worlds.
So afterward, that Mahatma, for the good of the three worlds, abandoned his life, is really what he said.
Yeah, exactly. He gave up his life, his pranas. When you say he abandoned his pranas, means he gave up his life for the benefit of the three worlds.
And it's pranan?
Pranan, because when you give up your, you don't give up your prana, you give up your pranas. When you're giving up your life. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Do you see it, Sri?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Did everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Kiki, you want to read for us?
Yeah. Tatahasa Mahatma.
Tatahasa Mahatma.
Tri Lokas.
Try.
It's not try, right?
It's try. I. Do you have a typo?
I guess so.
Say Trilokyasya.
Okay. Trilokyasya.
Trilokyasya.
Hitayatmanaha.
Hitayatmanaha.
Pranan.
Pranan.
Utasasarja.
Utasasarja. Usvij. Okay, so those are our sentences. Depending on how well we do, let's see, how many can we do next week? One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Should we do at least 6 sentences so everybody gets one?
Okay. Is everyone going to be here?
I think so. Penny will be here.
One,
Virginia will be here. So the last sentence we would do ends with Palayam Asuhu.
Mm-hmm.
One of those has two little sentences. Two of them have two little sentences, but we don't count that. So starting with Tesya. Parasoho, and ending with that last word, palayam asuhu. That's what we'll see. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's only 5.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, sorry. Oh, somebody's, a couple of people are going to get just a little short then.
Well, there is only 5 of us.
It's not
there?
Broken.
There's only 5.
There's Michael. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there is only 5. Okay, so we'll stop where I said. There's only 5. Because Michael's not coming, right?
Yeah, Michael feels like this is too far ahead.
Yeah, I understand. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're going to stop at Palayam Asuhu. That will be the last word of the 5th sentence.
Okay.
Great. All right, let's go to Antoine and start reading. We have one page.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Audrina.
Hi, Tiffy.
Hi, Tips. What are you doing? We're actually on page 74 in Antoine. Right, we didn't go through those last ones. And it's Kiki's turn.
Oh dear.
I think we're...
Where are we?
I think we're on page 73.
Yeah,
or
the
maybe
bottom.
Even before, because we did some assigning of... and I haven't
14.
Done...
What?
The page 72, number 114.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because we... you assigned us to cover the sections.
Yeah.
And I knew that we hadn't gotten to 116 yet, because that's mine.
All
we didn't
right.
do any last week.
Okay, Shree, that's yours. 114. Oh, dear. God, we're way behind on this one. That's all right.
It doesn't matter. Might be way ahead.
Shree, you want to take it? 114?
You just want me to read it?
Read it and explain it. You have to read it and teach it to us.
Okay. So the roots, Vaj, Rich, Shree. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Vaj, to speak. Vup, to sow. Vas, to dwell. And Vaha, to carry. Reduplicate in U. Before weak terminations, the radical Va is also changed to U, which together with the U of the reduplication contracts into Bon U.
Right.
So basically, what's happening is... I have a bad echo. Basically, what's happening is before... When you start with your root, so we use Vach as the example, the Va reduplicates into U. But when there's a weak termination, that radical Va also changes to U, and together with the reduplication, contracts into a long. So you would have U Vach or U Vach.
Yeah.
And so forth through the rest of the paradigm. Right?
Before the weak termination radical, Va is also changed
yeah.
to U.
Do you see, in the weak, you're going to get a long U.
Yeah.
Because it's taking what we call samprasarana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
But that's what the root Vach reduplicates in U. That means Uvach.
Yeah, Uvach.
But then...
For the strong,
but in the weak, the Va of the base also takes samprasarana. And so then you get a long U.
You just get
Samprasarana.
She says, before weak terminations, the radical Va is also changed to U.
Yeah, I'm not sure what radical Va they're
That's the Va,
the
that's
original.
The original of the
from
root.
From the root.
Oh, but I thought that's, even in the strong, it's the Va that changes to U from samprasarana, right?
Only the reduplicated U.
Oh,
so if you say va, it would become uva.
Uva, right.
But in the weak, the va takes...
U and then u. Oh, God, I'm sorry, I'm slow. So the first line applies to both strong and weak, and then the second additionally applies to the weak. Okay.
Do you see, does everybody understand these examples? One thing I want to point out, do you see the uva to the vach
mm-hmm.
in the first line? That's because in the first person singular, it has an optional mm-hmm. form. Whereas if you look, the last three, uvach, uvacha, that's the third person singular.
Mm-hmm.
It mandatorily takes vriddhi there. Whereas in the first person singular, it optionally takes vriddhi. So you have, uvach and uvach as the stem,
mm-hmm.
right? And then for the strong stem, and then uch for the weak stem. So then you have the third person, singular, dual, and plural as examples there. Is that clear for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
All of these are
yeah.
exact. All are except following exactly the same pattern here. So.
The strongs are the. Not the first, second, and third singular. Right? What are the strongs? I forget.
The whole first person.
The whole first person is strong.
I mean, all singulars are strong. Not
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
so
all
singulars,
sorry.
All
first,
singulars,
second,
yeah.
and third singular.
So it's the first vertical, not the first
yes,
vertical.
The first vertical.
Sorry.
So, but then they're giving this example for third person singular as weak.
No, that's what I wanted to explain. Like, if you look at this graph, okay, the first three are telling, oh, so you've got the root vach. Then it's giving the strong base and
right.
the weak base.
Right.
The strong base, you have to notice there's two, uvach and uvach.
Right.
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 There's two because of the singular takes either optionally.
I understand. I misread the third person as being all examples of the weak base, and that's not the case.
That's not the case.
Yes. Okay. No. My mistake.
And then the last three are the third person line. Okay. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
Sri, why don't you do Michael's also, because it's the same thing, just but using E.
Okay, so 115. The roots yudge to sacrifice reduplicate in E. Before weak terminations, the radical yud is also changed to E, which, together with the E of the reduplication, contracts into long E. Thus, E yudge or the E E.
That's a typo. Yeah. It should say Iaja. Iaj or Iaja. You have to fix that. Do you see? Does yours say Ijaja?
Yes.
Make it Iaja. It's a typo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's quite a few typos in both Bhandarkar and this Antoine. Iaja or Iaja. Okay, go ahead.
So what's happening there is the Ya is reduplicating into E. In the singular strong stem.
Right.
And then the next one over is the weak stem. So you get the E plus the E becoming long E. E, I have E, E jiva, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the same thing's happening again, the ya is converting to an E. Plus an E, it's a weak base, so becoming E jiva.
Right.
And so forth.
And then you have to remember the perfect that before vama and ta, it'll necessarily take E. It takes the E affix. Eva, ima, ita. That's just all the way through. I just am repeating rules just to remind you.
Thank you.
Anything else on that one?
I don't think so.
It's all straightforward.
Oh.
Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
You see that it's following the same samprasarana rules
as
114? Okay, Tara.
116. The roots vyad to pierce, swap to sleep, and kra to seize reduplicate as follows. Vivyad, sushwap, japgra. Before weak terminations, the radical ya, va, and ra are changed to I, u, and ri, respectively. The change of ya to e, of va to u, and ra to ri is called samprasarana.
Yeah.
So we have. Should I just go through one as an example?
No, just explain them to us. Go through each line.
So, for. The first line we have, we're showing all the strong bases, which are vivyad, and for swap it's shuswap or sushwap, and for grah it's jagra or jagra, and then the weak base would be. We have, let me just go back and make sure I'm understanding this. Let's reduplicate as follows. Before weak termination, the radical, for vyad, we have the radical ya changing to va. So we have vivid for the weak base. And
yeah.
Swap, we have sushup. And for grah, we have jagra.
How does that jagra come?
Because that was a ra going back to the ri.
And then?
Samprasarana. Oh, and then we have the ja because the reduplication of the ga, the original reduplication of the ga, it takes the guttural changes to the corresponding palatal. So we get jagra. Is that what you wanted me to explain?
Oh, I remember what I'm confused with, is that in the perfect, when ra reduplicates, it reduplicates in a. Ah. So then we get ja.
Right.
Jagkara.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But then why do we get, what makes the ra?
Because the root originally is gra.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah, that's why. All right.
All right.
Okay.
So, do you want me? So,
yeah.
So that's it. And then you just go through it conjugating as we normally do.
Yeah. There's nothing.
Nothing more to say, really.
Yeah. That's good. Good. Okay, Virginia. Let's see. The roots Jun, Kun, Gum, Gus, and Hun drop their medial before weak terminations. The ha of Hun is changed to ga. That's actually so common, so we have to remember it. So Gum, the strong base, is Jagum, Jagama. And the weak base is Jagma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it drops. Jun, the weak base, is Jagnya. Because when the why is it that? Oh, because it's going to be Jajun, right? When it duplicates, it'll become Jajun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Ja plus Na, the Na has to change to the to the palatal, right? So you get, and Ja plus Nya is Nya. That's why. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
See, if I take Jun and I reduplicate, it becomes Jajun.
Right.
Then in the week, the drops. And so you get the Ja and Na coming together.
Consonant.
Dental has to go to the palatal.
Oh, I thought the Ja and Na combined into the conjunct consonant.
Nya. But to do that, the Na has to change to Nya. Ja plus Nya is Nya. But when you reduplicate, it's Jajun. Dental.
Yes. Yes, but then the drops from the second J.
Right.
And the J halant plus N halant form N.
No, J halant plus Nya halant. So then all I'm saying is that there's a sanji there.
Yeah.
The dental Na has to change to the palatal Nya.
Oh,
and then J plus Nya. That's just by regular sanji.
Okay.
J plus Nya is Nya.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at Jagam. Jagama, Jagama, Jagama. See how it takes the E and the others? For some reason in the second person dual there's a two forms. I don't know why. There's some rule somewhere about it. You see that?
Yeah.
Jagamita, Jaganta. And then Jagmatuhu, Jagma, Jagama, Jagmatuhu, Jagmahu. This is that same thing that we sweated over trying to find out that rule that causes
the two options for
the two
person.
Options. We went through that unsuccessfully. I actually went through it by myself and found it, and I don't remember.
That's disturbing, Carol.
So, question mark. Just get used to it. Two forms. Okay. Look at the Atmanapada. They're all weak.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no problem there. Eva he mahe. Se ate dwe. E ate ire. So there's nothing unusual there. You recognize the change of sa to sh because of the E. the adding of the it letter, you know, the E, because va mata or sa. So no, or dwa also. Same thing, consonant. So that's your problem there. It's just trying to get clear on that, why there's a two forms. We had the same problem with put.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kiki.
All right, 118. The roots chi to collect, ji to conquer, and he to impel, change their radical consonant to a guttural, so to the kus.
Oh yeah, this is important too. Let's go through all three of them. Especially the most important is he, because it's almost invisible if you don't know these rules, okay?
So chi. So the ch will go to the g, j will go to the g, and the h
goes to g.
Goes to g.
Which is common. That's why I want you to make note of it. For ha is an aspirate. It goes to the aspirate g. Like with hun,
mm-hmm.
often you see the ha go to g in the week. Here's another one where it's going, he is going to g. And so do you see, the original root is totally invisible there.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. Go ahead, Kiki.
Okay, so the chi will, in the, well, let me do the weak stem first, it's a little easier. Instead of chi-chi in reduplication, the second, it'll go to chi-ki because it goes to the guttural.
Yeah.
And then the g will, instead of ji-ji, will go to ji-gi. And the he should go to higi, but somehow it goes to jiki.
No, because when ha reduplicates, the reduplicate takes ja. You have to memorize that. When ha reduplicates, it takes ja. So he would become jihi. But now we have this other thing, that it goes to a guttural,
right,
the aspirate.
So the ha normally, he normally would have reduplicated as jiji. But instead of GG, it goes to
no, the he would normally go G-he.
G-he. Right. And then the second H goes to the guttural G.
That's right.
Okay.
Arjun,
no. You have to, Arjun. Don't do that anymore. And then the strong stem, it goes to the A in the strong stem.
Yeah, it must be.
I don't know why. But instead of chiki, you have chike because I think there was some.
Takes guna vritti.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then E goes to A, so it becomes chike,
yeah.
Jige, and jighe.
Yeah.
But the O says guna and the vritti is the I.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the examples of the third person singular, dual, and plural. And those guys, the third person singular is going to be weak, the third person dual is strong, and the third person plural is strong. So the third person singular ending is a. Is that right?
Yeah.
Third person singular
yeah.
ending is a. So our weak stem is chiki. And then chiki goes to chikaya, I don't...
No,
that's the strong base. The third, all the singulars are strong.
Oh, sorry. So we have strong, weak, and weak at the top, yeah. So we have third person singular, which is strong. So the stem it'll take is chike, and
chikaya.
Then...
Remember the third person, it has to take vritti. In the first person, it takes guna or vritti. So in the third person, it has to become chikai. And then you have to add on the ending
Also, it has to take chikaya, chikai,
mm-hmm.
and then to chikaya we add and it becomes chikaya.
Yeah, good.
And so, in the similarly for jigaya plus and jidhaya plus becomes jigaya and jidhaya for the other two roots.
Right.
And then in the third person dual, that's a weak. So the weak stem is chiki, and the third person dual ending is atuhu. So we get chiki plus atuhu, which is chikyatuhu.
Okay. Simple sandhi.
Yeah. And then similarly for the other two roots.
Right.
And the third person plural ending is uhu. So... third person plural is weak, so we have chiki plus uhu, which is chikyuhu, again, simple sandhi.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, same thing for the other roots.
That's good. Let's just read through these. Other three are really simple, we'll just read through them. Is it Sri's turn?
It's Penny's.
I know, Penny's not here.
Sri? 20th
yeah.
is Sri.
Oh, so nobody's on 119? That was... Okay. You want to do it?
You want me to just do it?
Tara will do 119, Sri will be 20, and Kiki will do 121. It's just reading through it.
Yeah. 119, the root pu takes the irregular base babhuva and keeps its long u throughout.
Babhuv.
Babhuv. Oh, babhuv.
As a base, yeah.
Yeah, I see. So we have, for the singulars, we have the strong base. First person is babhuva, and then second person, we have two options. Babhuvita, because that's the ta ending, so it takes the E. And babhuta
uh-huh.
is the other option. And then the third person singular, again is babuva.
Yeah.
And then the rest are weak. So for the dual, we have, well, it's the same.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. We're just adding the E.
To that root. That root stays the same. You have right. to remember the it letters, you right. know, for, before vama and ta.
Right. So like the first person dual is babuviva, and the plural is babuvima.
Mm-hmm.
And the second person dual is, it's just adding the base to it, I mean the ending.
Yeah.
Babuvatavu.
Uh-huh.
And babuva
right.
for the plural. And then the third person is babuvatuhu and babuvuhu.
Right. The thing is, why they're, for all three of these that we're going to go through, they're so common
mm-hmm.
that you have to spend a little time just memorizing, making note of these three that we're going to do. Because boo, bub, I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. Everybody clear on this one? There's yeah. nothing to be clear, you just have to memorize it. Shri, go ahead and do 120. This one also, really important.
The root, to say, has not all the forms of the perfect. The first person is completely lacking. And so is the second person plural. So because in the perfect, we don't, there's not often the first person, this one just lacks it completely. And then you have the roots just picking up the normal endings, it looks like. But the reduplicating to
That's right. Which is common. Reduplicates
yeah.
to in the perfect.
And then it just picks up its normal endings, omitting the first person completely and the second person plural.
That's exactly. And just note that the third person singular and plural, aha and ahuhu, are pervasive.
Oh, okay.
You don't usually see ata or ahatuhu, but always you're seeing aha and ahuhu. That's what you have to make note.
Okay.
Where do we get the at?
That's what I want to know. How do you get the second person singular?
Ta.
Hmm?
What do you mean?
Where's the ta coming from?
At-ta. It's a compound consonant. Why is that dental ta there?
I don't know. I think it's correct, though.
Okay.
Let me just make sure. Shri, we're trying to figure out why that.
Yeah, I was wondering that as well.
I think it just is, but let me just check something here and see if I have it here. There's future. They don't give it in the Datu Manjari. We have seen this in Bhandarka. That's where I think the form is correct. But okay, let's just circle that as a note to look into to see if there's any particular, if we can find a rule for it. I'll make a note here, why the ta. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kiki, you want to take the third one?
Yes, 121.
Yeah.
The root with to know forms a perfect without reduplication. which has present meaning. I don't know what that means, which has present meaning.
That means he knows. It has a present tense meaning. Like if you
even
said
though it's imperfect?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So vid will not take reduplication at all and will become just in the first person, it'll just take... it's ved, which is guna, not riddhi. Well, the first person can be guna or riddhi, right? The first person. So,
but not here, not here. It's not even reduplicating, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, so it's just taking guna and becoming ved with
yeah.
the o ending.
Yeah, you have to memorize it.
Oh, look at the second person. We get that.
But that makes sense because of the da.
And then
oh,
have
right.
the th again. Oh, because of the th.
The problem we have here is why does the th
go to the ta?
Go to the ta.
Yeah.
And why? Where does that sandhi come from? Is it just an exception? Or?
Yeah.
So the vid you've got to memorize also.
Mm-hmm.
Also comes frequently. We're okay with that? We have a couple of questions. If I have time, I'll try to look into it. You guys can look into it too and see if you can find the answer to those questions.
And vid in the third first person plural seems to be ba, but
vidma. Should be vidma.
Yeah, it's a time.
Ved, oh, mine's okay. I have veda, vidva, vidma, veta, vidatuhu, vida, veda, vidatuhu. Vidjuhu. So if you have anything but vidma there, you have to correct it.
Yeah, they have a ba there. It's
yeah.
in a ba.
Right, and again, just before the vidma part has the e. So
yeah. You mean in the week?
Which no, is, before the verma and third termination that takes the E, right? It's vidma and
vidma. Yeah, yeah. Vidma, vidma. All right, let's take a little break. And then we'll decide what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Why, what do you want to
just
do?
Get some hot water or...
Break is done in the industry anymore, okay?
Ooh, how pretty these are.
It's so cold, right? Jacket on.
It's not cold.
It's freezing.
It's cold.
You're crazy, Arthur.
Rajavita, don't look at a screen. You can do this after the break. I'm going to cut with your mother and warm her up.
Skype. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. What is that? What does it say?
All right, I'll accept that for sure.
For sure, I'll accept that one.
Funny boy.
Timmy!
Well, look at
does
now.
She know her name? That's cool.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
Really? She's
mm-hmm.
coming?
She'll come when I whistle for you.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. She's like a dog.
She's that smart.
Oh, you have two contact requests, see?
Two.
I think because I'm online right now with Shuri, I can't do that. I'll have to do it after. Right?
Okay.
Right, let's see.
Did she come?
Oh, I can't see her.
I'm so cold.
I know. I don't even want to move.
Arjun's giving her favorite treat.
Oh, lucky.
Don't make him a friend.
That's right. Life. A true friend.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm cold, huh?
I am cold. It's just so damp.
We should go on to
the next section.
No, we should do Vedanta Dhamma because it's already 11:15. Yeah. That's all right. This isn't that much to read for the next. We'll finish that next time.
Mm-hmm.